from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Mike, Bo, and Kelly Price hanging out with you here on a beautiful Friday. We'll get to a life of squid in just a minute. But before that, guys, practice tonight, 6 o'clock at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I don't know if you guys are going, but if you are, what are you looking for? Because I really think that having been in those players' shoes, getting to suit up in front of fans when you're used to doing it in training camp but haven't been able to do it other than one time, I think those guys are going to try to light it up. I'm looking at Kirk and Michael Penix thinking they're about to air this thing out.
Well, I think that's the most exciting thing for some of these guys who have never played in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That's a great point. I haven't even considered
that. It's just being in the stadium. Like, where is the locker room? What is the field like? What is it actually like to be in there? Obviously, it's not a game day environment as far as the number of fans and level of noise and the actual what's going to happen on the field. But, I mean, Kirk Cousins has played, I think, in Mercedes-Benz Stadium as an opposing player. But what does that look like when you're in front of your home crowd?
Yeah. Yeah, real quick, I want to remind you guys that it starts at 6 o'clock tonight at Mercedes-Benz. Gates open at 5. It's $5 for each ticket, but the proceeds are benefiting in support of medical programs and treatment services at Emory Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the Falcons, and tickets can be purchased at AtlantaFalcons.com/training camp. You know, I think it's going to be cool for the fans because this will be the first time that fans, only the second time all training camp they'll be able to be at a practice, but the first time that they'll be in pads. And I think if you're going down there, I think you need to look at a few things, one of which being Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts. I think that's a kind of a cool connection that we've seen so far. You know, Jesse Bates playing, but also James Smith-Williams is a guy that we've seen get a lot of action in. So maybe see who's playing, and Mike Hughes. If Mike Hughes is the outside where Clark Phillips is playing, look at kind of some of these positions, what Caden Ellis is doing, kind of figure out what your defense might get to look like this year just from what little bitty bit we're getting to see.
Well, and Kelly, too, I think a lot of fans will probably have their eyes on a couple of these newcomers, Ruka Rororo, Braylon Trice, that you really hope can be significant parts of this defense that fans have literally never seen before.
I think these are all the same names that are getting fans excited for this upcoming season.
Good
point. The sold-out season tickets, there's so much excitement in this city about the Atlanta Falcons and what they can do this upcoming season, so much optimism, and it's because a lot of those new faces have come here.
Yeah, Bo, I'm wondering, because obviously you and I were live from Second Year High School, and by the way, ding, you will get Dukes and Bell and Abe Gordon tonight that will be live from Atlanta Falcons training camp at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
It'll be a long day for Abe. He's been up since like 3 a.m. watching the Olympics.
Gabe Orton. I am curious, though, what the practice, actual practice would be like. Because if they do go through one-on-one receiving drills against DBs, I think that people are going to be elated when they come out of there after watching Kyle Pitts break some of these safeties and nickels off or whoever else is going against Kyle Pitts that doesn't want to be in those shoes.
Yeah, if it's true, you know, the iron sharpens iron, Kelly. He's DeMarco Helms is getting sharpened because Kyle Pitts it's hurt him a little bit so far.
I think also Raheem Morris is more likely to cater a little bit of practice or at least some of the vibes and maybe some of the drills that they do towards the fans to generate more of that excitement the previous regime. Maybe I'm totally off base with that, but I could see Raheem feeding into that a little bit more.
Yeah, I could see previous regime saying, I'm not giving you a preview for your fantasy football draft. So
you know what's funny? We always had an issue with, and this happened mostly at Bama, but it might happen at Mercedes-Benz tonight for me because we never did a preseason practice at Mercedes-Benz when I was there. But when you only have the one field, you know, you go out to training camp, there's three fields. You can spread everything out. When you only have that one field, and this happened to us in college, you would do one-on-one pass rush like at the 50, but like sideways on the field. And it was always like the 50-yard line on the home side doing one-on-one pass rush, and the fans would react to one-on-one pass rush. It's like, why are you watching this? Why are you barbarians? Why are you watching
this?
Don't watch me. Yeah, and like usually when you do a one-on-one pass rush at training camp, like you're way far away from anybody. Nobody's really paying attention. But when you only have that one field to work with, you're being highlighted. So that can be a different vibe as well. That's what it feels like, I guess, to be one-on-one in the secondary going against a Julio Jones or something like that.
Yeah, so. You didn't like to be highlighted?
No.
As long as you didn't.
Most linemen don't want to be highlighted, I can tell you that.
As long as you didn't have
it. Might be a bad thing if you are.
Yeah, you don't. Trust me. Nobody wants you to be the one with the circle around you on the field. So yeah, well, that'd be a lot of fun.
No premature starts, guys. I'm freaking Bubble Boy over here.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. A little W Sauce, a little Bloody Mary mix, Key West style, but none for you, Kelly Price, unless it's just the virgin version of the Bloody Mary mix. All right, and don't forget my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck. Does not matter. Want a fifth wheel? They got you covered. They are the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
Mike's Mafia has none, just so you know. Right. Okay. You can't get your truck fixed if you're a part. You know what? I don't care if you're part of Mike's Mafia. I'll send you down to Anthony. All right. Conspiracy theories. The Falcons apparently are doing things a little bit differently for their rookies. I don't want to call it a hazing, but they put the rookies through a series of events. Normally it's like sing a song or whatever, but this year they're having them do PowerPoint presentations based on things that veterans are curious about, and one of those things, conspiracy theories. Apparently, Kirk Cousins was very complimentary of J.D. Bertrand, a rookie linebacker out of Notre Dame, and he did a really good job with his conspiracy theory, and it was very edgy, is I believe the way he put it. So, not surprising for a guy from Notre Dame, also a local guy. So, but I was thinking, like, I know what conspiracy theory I would probably talk about. I'm kind of really into, but I've always been interested in the JFK assassination and the multiple shooter, one shooter kind of theories and thoughts. The moon is another one, but I wanted to ask you two guys.
Like the existence?
No, not the existence, but
it's just a big floating bubble up there.
Our
the government launched it.
The fact that we walked or did not walk on it, you know. Would you two, if you had to give a presentation on a conspiracy theory, which conspiracy theory would you choose and why?
Actually, Kelly, you go first in this because I have two that probably are a little lighthearted, but I'm curious what you've got because you got this look in your eye.
Mine is definitely birds, and I know people are in their cars listening to this right now, like, laughing at me, but like birds not being real or being drones.
What's the argument
for
this conspiracy theory?
Someone said this the other day. Have you ever seen a baby pigeon? Think about it.
I don't know. Do they come out full size? I have no idea.
I will say there are actually a lot of birds in our yard, so I've seen the eggs. I haven't seen the birds come out of the eggs, but they do turn into baby birds eventually. So I don't know. I think some birds, maybe
there's
not
something
real.
To that.
Maybe
I think it's a good point. I think it's a CIA thing, yeah.
I would
drones
say
are a thing.
I would dive into like the underworld of people running the world, you know, the Illuminati kind of stuff. Like I would probably lean into, is there just this faction of people, the world leaders that, you know, steer the, you know, the society in a certain direction. Also, have you ever heard of the conspiracy theory behind New Coke, when they launched New Coke, how they did it on purpose so that they could drive up demand for the original formula because
that sounds like marketing.
I know. Well, and the thing is, like, that's the conspiracy. That's the conspiracy that they did it on purpose, and you know the blowback. Although I think they came out and said, you know, something later on. They were like, "We're not that smart. Like we're not that smart. We didn't do that on purpose." But yeah, probably one of those two. That's where I'd go.
I mean, the Illuminati one I kind of like. As far as like, I think that would be one to be interesting to talk about. I'm a Coke guy, don't get me wrong. I actually realized how big of a Coke guy I was when I went to a resort that only had Pepsi, and I was appalled. But that said, that one's kind of lame. Like,
that's what I said. I'll let Kelly go first. So mine's kind of lame compared to most other ones.
The Illuminati one I can get under.
What I do want to know is what J.D. Bertrand's was on, because no one is talking about it. No one wants to talk about it, so it's making me more curious what his was on.
The fact that it was edgy, I'm almost curious if it was some kind of deep state thing.
Yeah,
Kirk said it was very illuminating, and he learned something from it.
Oh, that's, you know what?
So, I don't know.
Illuminating, maybe.
Well, I don't know if he used the word illuminating.
Okay, I was going to say.
He said, I want to laugh, but I also want to learn, and he did.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we get back, we'll find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.